All right, this is the story of the morning. You see, this 10 years from now, this won't be a story. It'll just be commonplace.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sad. Attorneys are suggesting that you take up this new app and load it on your phone, especially if you're a guy. And what you do is before, when you go on a date, if they even go on, does anybody go on a date anymore?
Yeah, I think so.
Don't you just hook up or?
No, you text until it's time to meet.
Well, they said that to defend yourself against accusations of rape, advocates and attorneys are saying that you should use this app to get video consent before you do the deed.
Oh, that's kind of wild.
Think of it as a digital prenup for a date, a short little smartphone video that says, I give my consent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so romantic and spur of the moment and spontaneous.
Isn't it? Two Ohio State University football players, Amir Rep, 21, and Jason Wint, 21, were arrested last week after being accused of kidnapping and raping a woman. Turned out the whole thing wasn't as the woman said it was. So they're saying, for your protection, use the app.
Consent is what we always want. We always want security. We always want somebody to, you know. So I guess that is good.
The two football players kept saying that the whole thing was consensual.
You know how you can tell the world has gone to hell.
Yeah.
When crap like this becomes a thing, that's how you can tell.
You said two football players. Tell me the story again. What did I miss?
Yeah, two Ohio University football players, Amir, 21, and Jason, 21, were arrested.
Were they both having sex with one girl?
I don't know that part.
Because then that's a little Jodie Foster in the accused-ish.
Well, it turned out that she was lying.
It's interesting.
So that's why the lawyers are saying, hey, this new app, great idea.
It could be for right then and there, but you never know what's in the drink he just gave you. So he might have gotten consent, but you don't know what happens after that.
Yeah, the idea of seeking proof or consent concerns sexual violence researchers and prevention advocates, but they say this app's a great idea to protect yourself in the new world of litigious females and even males.
Interesting. It's like that. I don't know if you guys watch New Girl. It's like that episode of New Girl where she talks about her prom date. And before he does everything, he's like, do I have your permission to kiss you? She's like, yes. And he's like, do I have permission to touch your leg? She's like, yes. And he's like, do I have permission? She's like, oh my God, take my clothes off. You have my permission.
Oh God, this is just ridiculous. And you know what's really sad is that, you know, the music industry is kind of like leading the charge on this.
Oh. Really?
And some of the biggest hits that have to do with, you know, sex, they're changing the lyrics.
Huh.
You know, like Sexual Healing, Marvin Gaye.
Really?
Hey, it's Smokestack. Here's the part where you would be listening to the funny parody songs we do every day, but because of lawyers and everyone's afraid to get sued, they don't let us put them on the internet. I know it's stupid, and I'm just as bummed as you are about it. But hey, you can still check it out on the radio every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Rick Stacy Morning Show.